This was very exciting to watch. If you happen to be in front of a TV, you'll know what I'm talking about. We've just secured our first gold medal at the Olympics in Tokyo. Grace Prendergast and Kerry Gallagher won the New Zealand rowing squad's second medal of the Olympics when they raced in the women's coxless pair final at 12:30. And our reporter, Maya Burry, is there. She joins me now. Hi there.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora. Where did you watch it and tell me what it was like?
Well, a pretty front row seat, really. Of course, a very different games because of COVID, no spectators. So media pretty much had a front row seat right in front of the finish line. And so just absolutely fantastic to see Kerry Gallagher and Grace Prendergast just power through there and get that gold medal. And I was actually just listening to the New Zealand anthem playing out across the Sea Forest waterway here in Tokyo Bay. And just what a great sound and what a great result.
Yeah, well, you're surrounded by many Kiwis.
No, we're pretty few and far between out here. But, you know, despite it being a fan-free affair here in Tokyo, still a lot of sort of athletes and rowing athletes and officials I'm watching. So there was a lot of cheering and shouting. And so there was still that atmosphere and you know, to sort of push those athletes on. And as I said, just a fantastic performance. They were the favourites to win a medal. They did record the world's best time in yesterday's semi-final at 6:47.41, and today they did it in 6:50. So just a fantastic result. And a bit of an interesting thing to note with the medal ceremony, because of COVID, the athletes, they aren't having the officials put the medals over their heads. Instead, they're being handed the medals on a tray. So Kerry and Grace took turns to pick them up and put them over each other's heads before giving each other a huge hug. So they were obviously they still look in a bit of disbelief, to be honest, that they've done it, but they have.
Yeah, that's lovely touch, by the way. And I thought they looked quite emotional after crossing the finish line. Did you? We still
Sorry,
got your Maya.
I was just saying. Lost you.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I thought they looked quite emotional. I thought one of them looked like she was tearing up.
Yeah, they were definitely emotional, just huge smiles on their faces as soon as they got across the finish line. And I don't think they've stopped smiling. I've kind of been following them along as they got out of the boat and then did their sort of first sort of media run, just their sort of initial reactions where they both sort of acknowledged that they were in a bit of disbelief. But I'm sure that'll sink in soon. And, of course, lots of people in New Zealand watching and cheering, and I'm sure they'll be reading those messages of support soon as well.
Yeah, nothing quite like that first gold. Okay, are these women finished for the games now? Do they have any more races? What's next?
Well, hopefully they've still got a bit of juice left in the tank, because they are actually in the women's eights final tomorrow. So they'll be, you know, back on the water. So that's another one for them, and they're going to have to really, you know, pull out all the stops there as well. So the game's not over. Another shot at a medal for them.
Okay. Anything else on your radar coming up, Maya?
Well, more rowing happening this morning. So we've got Emma Twigg. She's a top contender in the women's single sculls. Her semi-finals get underway in 30 minutes. That's definitely one for everyone back home to be watching. She gave an extremely dominant quarterfinal performance. People might remember at London 2012, she missed out on a bronze by just a few seconds, and then also narrowly missed out in Rio 5 years ago rather now. But she is looking in fantastic form these games, so she is certainly one to watch.
Okay. I had the trap shooting on my schedule to check out, although I'm not sure if our competitor there has done quite so well in those early heats as we expected her to.
Yeah, that would be Natalie Rooney, who, you know, did really well last game. I haven't been following her this morning, just been really focused on the rowing, but there is just so much going on these games. We've got the men's tennis, they're in the semi-finals today, and I think they're coming up against Croatia, so they could be in for a medal, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
As I said, plenty more opportunities for the rowers to do well. David Nika, the heavyweight boxer, he's been tracking really well. We've also got whitewater paddler Luca Jones getting back out there today. She had a bit of bad luck in the K1 canoe slalom race earlier this week, but she'll be in the semi-finals for the C1 today. And then if she goes well, she'll be in the finals this evening. So that's another one to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, this must be doubly true for you, but for the rest of us, even if you don't think you're going to get excited about the Olympics, there's something about when they start and you start hearing about Kiwis in action that it's impossible not to get a bit of a thrill from it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's all so exciting. And, you know, I think some of the really eye-catching things like the gymnastics, the equestrian, they always seem to, you know, capture people's hearts and minds, don't they? I managed to get along to some of the men's gymnastics late in the weekend, and it was just amazing to watch those athletes perform. And, of course, the equestrian, another exciting one, that's coming up on Friday. So, you know, expect those big water jumps and all of that sort of thing. The horses are, I've been told, cooling down in air-conditioned barns because it is 33 degrees most days here in Tokyo and super muggy and hot. So everyone is just sort of seeking refuge in the AC wherever they can.
Good for you, Maya. Great to have you over there. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon. That's Maya Burry, RNZ's, one of RNZ's reporters at the Tokyo Olympics.